And sounds like I heard Mr. Patton. Good morning, sir. Good to have you on the call. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. We're so glad to have you on the call this morning. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I, along with the TMC co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robertson Patton and Dr. Vanessa Webster-Spoon, say welcome to the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father God, we thank you, and we trust in you, Lord, on this I Will Trust in the Lord Tuesday. We trust and believe on your word. We're standing on your word, Lord God, realizing that you made us, Lord God, for a purpose. And we thank you, Father, for fulfilling that purpose in our everyday life. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful call that we come to each and every Monday through Friday. We ask that you bless each person on the call, those that have a desire to get on the call, Lord God, touch and just abide in their lives in such a special way. We thank you, Father, for the speaker that's going to come forth, Lord God, and minister a word like never before. We thank you that our hearts and our ears will hear what the Spirit has for us to say. We give your name glory and praise, Father, for all that you're doing in our lives and in the lives of those that we touch. We thank you, Father, for you showing yourself mighty through each and every one of us and for us and with us. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah. And amen. Well, TMC family, thank you for joining us this morning, and we are carrying it on, and I'm passing it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Sir General. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Silver Fox. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, good morning. Good morning to my Master's Call family. Welcome. I welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I would like to give you a little bit of history on this call as we go forward. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton, is super fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Willis-Spoon, our Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. Now, all of our messages have been archived on this website, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. So if you have missed any messages, you can always go back and listen. Or if you have a message that's special to your heart, it will be on this website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And the theme for this year is, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry as a greeter, such as our illustrious greeter has done this morning, our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, or our host, as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share, or you may have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together, we are so thankful for, is a phenomenal company, Artist Light, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And it's the common thread that brought us each together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. We were formerly known as Artist International, but this is a great company with great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your family, friends, and those you meet. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback calls? Well, there's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9701. Again, that is 716-293-9707. And please follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call. So share this information with your team members and your prospects. Now, the new morning motivational call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Leadership Tuesday. So right now, I am going to get out of the way and bring forth our speaker of the morning. We have a powerful speaker on this call that is definitely no stranger to this call, and that is co-pastor LaVonya Lewis. Matthew 11:12, the kingdom suffered. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it forth back by force. She was born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1, 1972, to a single teenage mother. Co-pastor LaVonya Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for his good. It was a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At age 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14 and began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At age 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. So together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January of 2004, with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Pastor LaVonya has over 12 years' experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almary Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as an Anointed Tabernacles assistant pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she has earned her master's degree in special education, graduating magna cum laude on May 11, 2013. Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a Master's of Divinity, with high distinction. She also has completed her coursework and residency for her doctorate in education. She has had a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. She's a wife, mother, sister, daughter, teacher, student, counselor, pastor, and friend. So to those some I introduce and some I present, Pastor LaVonya Lewis, are you there?
Amen. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. Take it away.
God bless you. We thank and praise God for you on the call. For those of you who have decided to start your morning with the word of God. We bless you. Thank God for the blood of the eagles and all who make up this call. I come to you and excited about the word God has given me to give you. I heard about this story somewhere about the late 1990s. There was a man named Pete Peterson who was appointed to be the U.S. ambassador to Vietnam. And Peterson had served about 6 years as a prisoner of war in what we have known as the dreaded Hanoi Hilton prison camp. That's where they would keep their POWs during Vietnam. And when he was asked how he could return back to a land where he had endured so many years of starvation and brutality and torture, his simple reply was, "I am not angry." And he said, I left my anger at the gates of the prison when I walked out in 1972. He also responded, "I just left it behind me and decided to move forward with my life." And so today, this morning, I'll come to you and talking about it's time to move forward. It's just simply time to move forward. When I heard that story, I thought it was amazing. Not that he had survived so long, not that he went back, but his simple reply was that he decided to move forward. And so as we go about this day and we go about making more decisions, what we're going to do, what's our next move, what is God calling for us to do, what is God looking for us to what does he have, what has God deposited into us that he's looking to get back out of us? The simple fact of the matter is everyone on this call has been through something painful in their life. And like my grandmother used to say, if you have it, baby, keep living, you will. There's going to be something that's going to try your faith. There's going to be something that's going to try you and your belief. There's going to be something that's going to try you in this walk, in this journey. Something is going to come and attack. The enemy is going to try to attack you in any way he can. And the fact of the matter is if you're going to get to your next level in God, you are going to have to decide to move forward. You're going to have to decide to make that move and get down to the heart of the matter and say, I refuse to be this to hold me any longer. I refuse to be taken captive to my thoughts any longer. I refuse for the enemy to keep me in bondage any longer. For many of us, we didn't have a Hanoi Hilton in the physical, but in the mental. In your psychosocial realm of your life, you have been trapped in a prison, or the enemy has been attempting, I should say, to trap you inside of a prison that holds you and inhibits you from moving any further. If we go to the Word of God in Deuteronomy, the second chapter, the first to the third verse, it says that then we turned and journeyed into the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me, and we skirted Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have skirted this mountain long enough. Turn northward. And I love it. The Lord simply spoke to the writer and said, look, you have been going this area. You have covered this area long enough. You have gone around this mountain long enough. And so I come to tell you this morning that you've been in this place, this holding pattern. This seemed like you've been trying to move, and every time you try to move, every time you try to progress, every time you try to go forward, something is just bound. Just seems like you're so bound, and you just have this force that just will not let you go any further in your business, won't let you go any further in your health, won't let you go any further in life. But I come to tell you today that I speak to you now, and I curse and release every single thing. I curse everything that's binding you, and I release everything that has been held up from you. No more will you continue to go around the same holding pattern. There are things we have to do. And in order for us to do that, we have to decide to drop everything that comes to hold us back. We've got to decide, look, whether that be folks, whether that be family, whether that be friends, whether that be foes, you got to look, say, look, I can't keep going in this same area anymore in my life. I've got to move forward. And in order to do that, I've got to decide. I love what the Lord told him. He said, look, turn northward. turn northward. That depicts that I just have to make a decision. I've got to pivot. I've got to change direction. We've been talking for the longest about shifting. Look, turn northward. I've got to shift in my thoughts, shift in my beliefs, shift in the way I've been operating, the way I've been doing things. If you've been doing something for the same way every morning, you got a regimen, you got a certain way you do something, and it's been continuing. I'm saying, look, this is the way I've been doing it for years. This is how I am. This one going to be, look, I want to challenge you that you got to, look, in your mind, something has got to change, because the question is, how is it working for you? Is it working for you? And so if you realize that it's not working for you and you're in this holding pattern, unless God says to continue to do that thing, you might want to go check with the Lord and say, look, God, am I in your will? Am I doing this the way you called me to do it? Because your intentions may have caused you to drift off the pattern of the beat, off of the path. And, you know, the word tells us that, you know, that the steps of a good man are ordered. But a lot of times we'll get off that path of the steps and we'll get it to the gravel, or we'll get off that path of the steps and we'll get it to the grass. Are you in the gravel or in the grass? If you're in either one, you may be off the path. So you got to go back and kind of check yourself and say, okay, God, I want to break free from all the cycles, all the habits, all the patterns in my life that has been unproductive, that has been unhealthy, that has been unyielding. Look, you've been circling this mountain long enough. Time to do an inventory on your life. What have I been doing that I'm doing it only because Mama and them did it? What am I doing because this is the pattern that runs in my family? What am I doing because this is the cycle that I seem to go in every single time? I remember my husband and I had realized that it seemed like there was a cyclical pattern of lack going on. Like every time around this certain time of the year, we would go through a drought where the finances weren't flowing the way they used to. And we'd have to go back and kind of check ourselves and say, what is it that we're doing that every single year around this time we enter into lack? And so once we did that and we went back and we checked it, we realized where we were erring, or where we could have done better with saving, or where we could have did better, and God led us into that wisdom. Look, listen, beloved, he doesn't want you to be ignorant. He wants you to be well-versed, understanding, and in wisdom in every operations of your life. And so the fact of the matter is, a lot of the unproductive things, these cycles that we've entered into, has simply just been a lack of us going and saying, look, Lord, your word says to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge you, and you will direct my path. I need direction, God. Somebody ought to just say that, just to yourself wherever you at, God, help me. I need direction. I need your direction. Look, we go in and we read about how we can get into things that have gotten us so upset. In Psalms 30, if we look 1 through 5, the psalmist says, look, I'll extol you, O Lord. You've lifted me up, and you've not let my foe rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down in the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor, though, is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The psalmist skips down. If we skip down in that same psalm and go to 11 and 12, I love this part. It says, you have turned from me my mourning into dancing. You have put my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. One way of getting out of a cycle of unproductiveness and unhealthy living is to give God praise. That's why we start this call off in the mornings. That's why we get on here, because we learn some more word, and the more we learn about God, the more we want to praise him, the more we want to give him glory, the more we want to be excited about what he's done and what he's doing and what he's getting ready to do in our life. The more you give him praise, you realize, God, you're turning my mourning into dancing. What I was sad about, what I was hurt about, what I was upset about, I could decide to walk away from that. Why? Because you have been so good. You've been so awesome. You've been so righteous to me. There's no reason that I got to stay in this holding pattern and keep this continued cycles going on. I've been through pain. I've been through hurt. My heart has been broken. However, Lord, you've been so good. Until I can walk away from that, I can turn northward and decide to leave the pain behind. It's not benefiting me, so let me let that go. In order to retake control of our soul, our mind, look, you got to understand that there's a reflection that comes with the alignment with God. When we align our outside with our inside, when my outer world starts to reflect what my inner world is going through. And a lot of times that's what happens. That's why you'll see somebody at the store you know, they want you in line and they cut you off in line or they're rude or somebody on the freeway cuts you off and they're rude or they're angry for some reason. Somebody at work just comes in and just nasty and you don't know, you know, you think, what did I do to you? Well, you got to understand it may not even have anything to do with you, that what's going on is their outer world is reflecting their inner world. What's going on in their inner man, what's going on in their spirit is being reflected out on the outside. We're seeing what's going on. And so we have to understand Proverbs 4:23 said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. That folks, look, their heart is telling about the issues of life that's going on. You'll see sometimes you'll go to church and some people look like they can be so mean and so, you know, disrespectful. And you just wonder, wait a minute, don't you serve the same God I serve? What's the problem? And the problem is they need you to pray for them because what? Their heart is showing you what the issues of the life is. But we go back to the former scripture. If we just begin to go into a praise and go into a worship, listen, it's time to move forward. In order to move forward, you've got to forget some stuff. You've got to, give it a pass. If somebody has done something like, I'll give you a pass, it's how. You've literally just got to give it a pass. You've messed up. You've made mistakes. But you've got to, how long are you going to keep beating yourself up for that? How long are you going to keep reminding yourself of that? No. Decide to change and turn northward. It's time to make a move forward. We got things to do. We got locations to move to. We got opportunities to walk into. And many of us have missed our opportunities because we've let bitterness mess with us and affect our mental, affect our thought processes. Look, we got to think about David in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, when he was at Ziklag and he came back and the Amalekites had invaded and had taken the children and the women and burned down the city. And the men were so upset they wanted to stone David. They were hot. They were mad because now the children are women of God. And David had to go before God and say, look, Lord, what do I do? And the Lord gave him simple instructions. Yes, you're going to go. You're going to overtake. You're going to recover all. Go get your stuff. But you can't stay there and get your stuff if you want to stay grieved. You can't go pursue if you're going to stay upset. You can't go overtake if you're going to be bitter. It's still in bitterness. And you sure enough can't recover all if you're going to continue to sin unforgiveness. Let it go. It's time to move forward. I want y'all in the spirit right now. I speak to you now. And I cut spiritually every tie, every connection, every lasso, every spiritual thing that has got you tethered and bound to this place that you've been stuck in for long. I speak to your spirit now, and I tell that thing to release you now. You no longer have any hold over them. You no longer have any power over the people of God. The people of God are free in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against every wicked spirit that comes against us, that tries to keep us in a place of being bound, that keeps us in a place of unforgiveness, that keeps us in a place of bitterness, that keeps us in a place where we're not productive. And I speak production on your life now. As you go today and you move about your day and you make decisions, I speak that you're going to make God-like decisions. I speak that you're going to see things in a God-like way. I speak that you're going to be able to move and you're going to feel lighter today. You're not going to have that thing holding you down and feeling weighted like someone sitting on your chest. But you are free to move forward now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, because you have caused us to move into new levels, into new realms, into new dimensions. You have caused us to take over territories. You've caused us to reign. You've caused us to be the lender and not the borrower. You have caused us to be free and not to be inhibited to do anything that you have called us to do. This I speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Be free and move forward. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful word from on high. I will call you back shortly to give us our closing benediction. But right now I would like for you to join me in prayer as we cover our prayer request for this week. God, we thank you for that message this morning. We thank you for that messenger. We thank you that we are able to move forward and to move on in you. God, we lift up each and every prayer request for those that are having health challenges in their lives, Lord Jesus. Minister Ada Gray, Sister Kendra Carter, Shebla Ramsey, Kenneth Blackwell, a 91-year-old Aunt Rose, Mary Young, and Bart Dickerson. God, right now we ask your healing virtues over each and every one of them, that you kill them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that only you, Lord, have the power to make miracles happen in their lives, and we know that you will do so, God. We thank you right now for their complete restoration. And for those that are experiencing their loved ones have gone on to be with you, God, we ask that you lift their hearts, give peace to them right now, Lord Jesus, to the Durden family, in the passing of Uncle Harry and 97-year-old grandmother Idell Jones, of our beloved platinum president Anastasia Lewis and her sister Kenya Bowes. God, give them peace in their heart. Lift this heaviness over them, God, and let them be able to celebrate their lives in your precious name, Jesus. And God, we also ask for traveling mercies over each and every person that's traveling this holiday season, our loved ones that are traveling over the highways, and those of us on this call that will be traveling to the homes of our families. We ask your anointing over each and every one of them, that they reach their destination safely, and that you cover them in your blood. God, we thank you for our Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Weatherspoon, for their yes, Lord, so that we can come together each and every morning and celebrate you. We also ask for your continued blessings over Artist International, that you lift it up and continue to grow this company that you have destined it to be. God, we bring forth all of these petitions. We petition all of these prayer requests before you right now, because we know that you are the Lord of Lords, and that you are able to grant each and every petition of our hearts. As we continue to praise you, bless you, and we thank you, God, for the victory. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. And I know you would like to hear the playback of this wonderful call this morning, and that playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677#. And please join us immediately following this call for the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617#. And I'd like to thank our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, for greeting and feeding everyone with that powerful tag this morning, "I will trust in the Lord." And for our speaker this morning, it's time to move forward. Minister Lavonia, we give thanks for you allowing God to use you and bless us this morning. And also remember that we will be on the call on Thanksgiving Day, giving God thanks. So please join us on Thanksgiving Day. This has been Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. I have loved serving you this morning. God bless each and every one of you, And I will see you on the call again tomorrow morning. So, Minister LaVonya, would you please step forward and give us our closing benediction?
Father God, we thank you for this word on this morning. We thank you for the prayer. And we thank you, Father, for the release. Thank you for allowing us to move forward. Thank you for the mandate to move forward. And, Father, thank you that you're treating us like you did with Lazarus, Lord, when he came forth out of his and was still in his grave clothes, and you commanded that spirit to loose him and let him go. Thank you for loosing us and letting us go to move in you and be free. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so. Amen. Be blessed.